I want to thank you for coming out today. We really appreciate your compassion and your heart for the families that have lost loved ones in Newtown, Connecticut, and we're thrilled to see you here today. Just to give you a quick outline of what we're going to do today, we're here mainly to remember and to reflect and to pay respects to those that have lost loved ones. So today what I'll first of all ask you to do is to make sure that you silence any electronic devices, just so we don't have that interruption. Secondly, I'm going to open this up with a word of prayer. Mike is going to come and share a few thoughts for us, and then I'll lead us through a time of silence and reflection. So if you would you please bow and pray with me as we begin today? Father, it truly is an honor and a privilege to be able to come and to speak your name. To know, Father, that no matter what we're going through in life, that you are the rock that sustains us. We thank you for the love and the grace that you've shown us. And Father, we pray that your mercy and your compassion would be felt to the families in Newtown, Connecticut. We thank you, Father, that we have the freedom to assemble and to reflect and to honor those who are 1,000 miles away. Father, we pray that they would feel the love and support that we have for them here. Please be with us as we do this to honor you and to remember them. It's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.
As we gather here today, I'd like to extend our gratitude to the religious leaders in our community, the pastors and preachers who recognize that for us it's a privilege but also an obligation to support those in our country and in our community who are profoundly affected by the tragic, senseless events in Newtown, Connecticut just 2 days ago. I want to thank all of you who have come here to express your solidarity in prayer with the dozens of families in Newtown who are attempting to deal with unimaginable grief. May God be with them.
Thank you, Mike, for your words. And again, I truly appreciate your leadership and your compassion at this trying time in our country. And thank you to all our churches who are very cooperative in getting the word out to our community. Thank you to all of you, members of our community who have turned out today. We really appreciate that, and I'm sure the folks of Newtown, Connecticut, appreciate it as well. As we assemble here today, we do so to honor, remember, and to pay our respects to the families of Newtown, Connecticut. At times like these, there are no words. There are no words to explain this tragedy that unfolded. There are no words to comfort those who have lost loved ones. There are no words to truly reassure the little ones that witnessed such a gruesome event unfold before their eyes at a place they thought was extremely safe in their schools. There are no words, but there is a hope. There's a hope that those who witnessed these sad events will never let the memories of those who died be forgotten. There is a hope that parents will be able to move forward and to be stronger. And there is a hope that nothing like this will ever happen again. Our hearts do go out to the families who lost loved ones. There are households who are without parents. There are spouses who are now widowed. And there are parents without children. And as we gather here today, we come with deepest sympathy to remember the women and the children who had their lives taken from them on December 14, 2012. At this time, let us observe a moment of silence in their memory. As we continue this moment of silence, I want to share with you the names of those victims who lost their lives. Charlotte Bacon, born February 22nd, 2006. Daniel Barden, born September 25th, 2005. Rachel DeVino, born July 17th, 1983. Olivia Engel, born July 18th, 2006. Josephine Gay, born December 11th, 2005. Anna Marquez Green, born April 4th, 2006. Dylan Hockley, born March 8th, 2006. Dawn Hawksprung, born June 28th, 1965. Madeline Hoos, born July 10th, 2006. Catherine Hubbard, born June 8th, 2006. Chase Kalawoski, born October 31st, 2005. Jesse Lewis, born June 30th, 2006. James Matatali, born March 22nd, 2006. Grace McDonald, born November 4th, 2005. Anne Marie Murphy, born July 25th, 1960. Emily Parker, born May 12th, 2006. Jack Pinto, born May 6th, 2006. Noah Posner, born November 20th, 2006. Caroline Praviti, born September 7th, 2006. Jessica Rikos, born May 10th, 2006. Aviel Richmond, born October 17th, 2006. Lauren Russo, born June 1982. Mary Sherlock, born February 11th, 1956. Victoria Soto, born November 4th, 1985. Benjamin Wheeler, born September 12th, 2006. And Allison Wyatt, born July 3rd, 2006. Father, at this time, we come to remember, to pay honor, and to pay our respects to those who lost their lives and to their families last Friday. We, as a community, though we're just 1,000 miles away, we sympathize with the community in Newtown as they wrestle with the reality that 20 innocent little lives and 6 women have been taken from their community. We ask, Father, that through the power of your Holy Spirit, that you would grant each person in that community peace and comfort and hope during this most difficult time. We also ask, Father, that you comfort and strengthen other students at Sandy Hook Elementary, those that had to witness these gruesome events, as they try and make sense of such a senseless act. Father, at times like these, I'm reminded of the words of your servant, St. Ignatius of Loyola. St. Ignatius once prayed these words, which I find so fitting for the people of Newtown. He said, "O Christ Jesus, when all is darkness and they feel their weakness and helplessness, give them the sense of your presence, of your love, and of your strength. Help them to have perfect trust in your protecting love and strengthening power, so that nothing may frighten or worry them. For living close to you, they shall see your hand, your purpose, your will through all things." Father, we thank you that in such difficult times we can come to you. And Father, it's my prayer that as a community and as individuals in our community, we would come to you often. Father, we also want to lift up the students in our schools, the teachers that teach and invest in the lives of the little ones in our community. We pray for their protection and their safety. Father, the psalmist tells us that you are our hope. You are our strength. You are our very present help in trouble. Therefore, Father, we will not fear. And I pray that this day you would comfort the hearts of those who are hurting and that you would make your presence felt and known. Thank you, Father, for hearing our prayers. May all honor and glory be yours. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Folks, we truly want to thank you for coming today and just continue to lift up the families of those in Newtown, Connecticut as they wrestle through this tragedy in their life. Again, thank you for being here.